This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and we often so admire some of the things going on at some of our takeaway stations where you can hear us on the radio. We so admire what they are doing sometimes that we just decide to rip it off. Take this celebration down at WLRN in South Florida, asking listeners to come up with some poems that end with the words, "That's so Miami."
This is Daniel Blair from Miami, and I'm calling to say, when the same radio station plays gospel in the morning and follows it with booty music, that's so Miami.
That is so Miami. And we can do that too, gospel to booty music. Here's another one from Toby. Fender bender accident, people shouting in three languages, that's so Miami. Join me now, Scott Cunningham. Scott, welcome.
Hi, John.
So this is great stuff, and I gather that this is the latest iteration of something you co-founded called Oh Miami, which is kind of a poetry slam meets civic booster idea.
That's right. We founded it in 2011 with the Knight Foundation with the mission of trying to reach every single person in Miami-Dade County with a poem during 1 month, during the month of April.
And what That's So Miami poems have you fallen in love with on this particular, round the gate?
Well, the one I've really fallen in love with, and I actually can't stop reading, is someone took Dylan Thomas's famous poem, "Do Not Go Gently Into That Good Light,"
right?
And they turned it into a traffic poem. So the new title is "Do Not Go Slowly Toward That Green Light."
Nice. Here's another traffic theme. Traffic affects the heart. Her soulmate might live 30 minutes down the turnpike, but a half hour can become an eternity, and so she only dates her own zip code. That's so Miami.
Yeah, that is so Miami.
There's a weather theme, too. Leave home with umbrella and shades. It's pouring rain. Oh, wait. It's sunshine again. That's so Miami.
And creative pronunciation of words is also very Miami.
And what do you hope is accomplished by every person in Miami reached with a poem?
Well, what I hope is that people, on the one hand, feel more connected to their city. We wanted to do a project that really emphasized place. There have been a lot of studies out recently that connection with place and arts and culture in your city is really important to being happy about where you live. And then on the other hand, we really believe that poetry is an art form that anyone can practice, that it's something that improves your life, that's fun. And so we try to promote this idea that everyone should participate, and it's, not just for experts.
Great thoughts there. And people from Miami have really taken this to heart. And now, how long have you lived in Miami, Scott?
I've been here since 2005.
All right. And you've lived other places in the United States, right?
I have, yeah.
And I said at the top of this segment that when stuff happens at stations that we love, we just rip it off, right?
I think that's a great idea.
So we were sending out to some of our listeners, okay, you do this and end it with "That's So Your Hometown." Listen to this one that we got over the weekend. Gluten-free restaurant options and several great restaurants and bars that allow us to bring our dogs. That's so...
Oh, man.
Can
Portland?
You guess? Yes! You nailed it, dude. I'll give you one other one. That's fabulous. I saw a pickup truck with "Larry the Cable Guy for President" written in the dirt on the back window. Seriously, that's so... This one's hard.
Nashville?
Oh, no, Saginaw. Saginaw, oh. Michigan. Okay. Yes, indeed. And I've been to Saginaw. That's actually... pretty dead on for Saginaw. Well, Scott, thanks so much. Do you have your own "That's So Miami" in your own life before we go?
Oh, man. Oh, no, not really. I've read probably close to 1,400 poems this month. I don't even know what poetry is anymore, John.
Read 1,400 poems this month with a really great tan. That's so Miami. Scott Cunningham, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Co-founder of Oh Miami. And send us your... "That's So Your Hometown." You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Thanks to our good friends down at WLRN in South Florida.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.